After gaining national attention for her hard-hitting questions in the Supreme Court confirmation hearings of Brett Kavanaugh a couple of years ago, a lot of the Democratic focus is on Senator Kamala Harris once again, as hearings begin tomorrow for Judge Amy Coney Barrett. And for more on this, we turn now to the KCBS Ring Central Newsline and speak with Dr. Stephen Wolpert, a professor of politics at St. Mary's College, also an expert in the U.S. Constitution, the Supreme Court, and California politics. Appreciate your time this afternoon, Professor.
My pleasure.
So what do you think we'll expect from Senator and Vice Presidential hopeful Harris?
Well, she will be obviously under heightened scrutiny, so I expect her to treat this as a campaign event. She will probably continue her prosecutorial style of questioning. She'll be direct and persistent and focused, but she can't afford to be seen as disrespectful towards Judge Barrett or angry. So she probably won't be quite as forceful as she was when she grilled Kavanaugh about requesting an FBI investigation into allegations of sexual assault.
Now, the president said, I thought she was the meanest, the most horrible, most disrespectful of anybody in the U.S. Senate when that happened a couple of years ago.
Yeah, so what she can do, she can still push back if Judge Barrett equivocates in her statements or omits relevant information about her background or her writings. But I expect her to stay far away from Barrett's religious views and affiliations. Instead, I would not be surprised if Harris doesn't highlight ways in which Judge Barrett's judicial philosophy threatens policies that are popular with voters, like the Affordable Care Act and what I call the pelvic issues, contraception, sexual orientation, and abortion. So that is a way she could still look like she's fighting for liberal causes without being disrespectful.
Well, it really is a balancing act, because not only is she running for VP, but she's a committee member. So I would imagine she's also going to be concerned about not being attacked by Republicans during this confirmation hearing, as well as the issue of being disrespectful that you just brought up.
Well, I'm sure that Republicans will be looking for any opportunity to criticize her because, again, this is a campaign event. So as much as the focus should be on Judge Barrett, to a large extent it'll be partly on the philosophy of the nomination, but also on the timing of the nomination, which is also unpopular with voters. So it's possible that Harris might ask Judge Barrett if she would recuse herself on cases involving election disputes concerning the president, or whether she might recuse herself on cases involving abortion, given her past writings and so forth. So there are ways in which she can be critical and cast the nomination in an unfavorable light for the Republicans, and the Republicans will try to turn the tables on her for sure.
And if you talk to just about any Republican, and we've talked to a number in recent weeks, they say they have the votes. This confirmation could move through in record time. Do you agree?
Yes, they have the votes. Barring some outbreak of COVID-19 among the members, there are already a couple of Republicans who are ill. But as long as they're able to vote, they have the votes, and they intend to proceed as fast as they can. And there's only a limited number of steps that the Democrats can take to try to slow things down by leveraging rules and procedures. But I don't think that they're going to be successful in preventing a vote.
Well, let me ask you before we let you go, then, if you're a Republican, why would you want to focus on Harris and just not try to ignore her and focus on Amy Coney Barrett?
Because they're trailing in almost all the polls, especially in the swing states. So their campaign to keep the White House is in trouble. And in fact, their chances of keeping control of the Senate are also in doubt. So it's more important, I think, since they're probably going to be able to get Barrett confirmed. So the more important job now is to try to change the dynamics of the presidential election.